above is just one illustration. We have all heard stories of parents giving up their life and dying in order to save their children, such as in car accidents or in fires, to give them life. The idea that dying brings life has also made it into popular culture. We watch movies such as Titanic, or countless other movies and stories and TV shows where the big plot twist is that someone gives up their life or takes the punishment in the place of someone else, usually the hero of the story. This idea that dying must come before life is deeply embedded into our own culture and into our world. When we think of death and life, we often think that these two concepts are complete opposites. But what our deeply seated cultural narratives show us is that death and life are more closely related and intertwined than first meets the eye. In our gospel reading today from St. John, Jesus is giving his last public teaching found in John's gospel before his death. Jesus says to the people, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it just remains a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." This is a very interesting parable and picture that Jesus is painting, because it too is one where death must come before life. For a grain of wheat to bear fruit, it must die. Of course, what Jesus is saying is that if you take a grain of wheat and don't plant it, nothing will happen. The grain of wheat will have been wasted. It will have done nothing in this world. But of course, if you take the grain of wheat and you plant it in the ground, it will grow and produce more grains of wheat innumerably. This grain of wheat that Jesus talks about is about Jesus and his coming death, but it is also about us as the followers of Jesus and how we choose to live our lives. Jesus is the grain of wheat. He must die and be planted in the ground in order to bring life to the rest of the world. If Jesus does not die on the cross and sacrifice his life for us, all of his teaching and life will mean nothing. It will have been a waste, like the grain of wheat that is not planted. Jesus must die on the cross to give life, to give eternal life to us all, as through his death, he will open up the way to the Father for us. In our reading from the prophet Jeremiah this morning, we read about the new covenant that God the Father will create with us, his people. This new covenant, we are told, will be based on the inward transformation of the human heart, and not by following the law or a set of rigid rules. In this new covenant, we will be able to follow the commandments of God because we will know him intimately. And since we know him, we will be able to follow his ways. We will have a relationship with him. In this new covenant, we are told that God will forgive all our past sins and transgressions. This new covenant will come about to us because of Jesus, because of his death on the cross. Through Jesus' death on the cross, we have new life. We have this new way of being with God the Father. Jesus tells us that the grain of wheat that is planted will bear fruit. The fruit that Jesus' death will bear is us, his followers in this world. Through his death, we have new life. We, Jesus' followers, will be transformed by his death and resurrection, and we will live in a new way. We will put the last first, take care of the poor, clothe the naked, the widow, and the orphan, and spread this message of new life and salvation and this new covenant, which we are now living. We are Jesus' fruit. We are the grain which will be born by his death. This short parable that Jesus tells us about the wheat represents Jesus and his death, which brings new life, but it also has to do with us and the life that we are called to live as Jesus' followers. Jesus says to the people, he says to us, those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Jesus is telling us, his followers, two things. First, as Jesus' followers, we must be willing to face the same fate, the cross that he will face in just a few short weeks. And secondly, as followers of Jesus, if we want to have this new life which he offers, we are called to die as well, to die to ourselves, as the other gospel writers put it, In this life, we must pick up our own cross and follow Jesus. Following Jesus will mean a change in our lives in the here and now. Our old self must die if we truly want to have this new life following Jesus. This is what we as Christians believe happens to us in baptism. Our old self dies and we clothe ourselves with Jesus, taking on new life, following him. To have life, a death must come first. We, as followers of Jesus, because of his work, will find again our true eternal life when our earthly pilgrimage is over. We will die our earthly death, and then we will have our true life in God. What our gospel reading is trying to tell us today in many different ways and with many different layers is to truly have life, there must first be death. To truly have life, there must first be death. Jesus says in our gospel reading today that the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. The hour of Jesus' death is at hand, both in our Gospel of John and also in our Lenten journey as the church. Jesus tells us that he knows that he has come to die and that indeed this must be fulfilled. If we read further on in our reading, Jesus says that he will be lifted up in order to draw people to himself. In just a few short weeks, our Lord will be nailed to a cross and he will die. His body will be placed in the ground just as a grain of wheat is placed in the ground. And from it, new life will come. New life will sprout, all and all things and all people will be made new. For that is indeed the message of Easter, that we as Christians hold dear, that God weaved into the very fabric of our world, that death must come before life. As we enter these last weeks of Lent, that is leading to the death of our Lord Jesus on the cross, let us be fully aware that the hour is indeed at hand and is coming very quickly. As we approach the end of this season of Lent, we will end with the words from the Gospel of John. The light is with you for a little while you walk, while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of the light. Amen.